7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Begin transmission.
Well, this is probably not smart. Oh, and we got wind. Is that a thing? Is that a thing that's happening? Okay. Here we go. Look out. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your host and chairman, and my name is Tobe. You might have known that already, but, in the event that this is the first time you're hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, hi, my name's Tobe. Welcome. And I'm outside today. Why? Because I don't know. It's warm. It's almost too warm. And so, we're not going to be out here for very long. The other thing is that I was all weird last night, and I was having mental distress. Nothing terrible, but I started feeling down, and I was getting depressed, and depressed about myself and all the stuff, you know, the negative, dumb stuff. And I got to get myself out of that. And mostly it's probably because of my head cold, and then I went to sleep kind of late, and I woke up too early. And I tried to go back to sleep, but that didn't really work out. I just sort of flopped around on the floor for an hour. And then I got up and, everything was sort of weird. My feet are weird. Or were. They're fine now. Everything's fine now. I'm absolutely fine. I don't even feel like I have a head cold anymore. Although I sort of kind of do a little bit. And so I'm all ganky again. I'm feeling ganky this. Genki des. Tobakun wad genki des. And that's why we're down at the creek. Even though it's too hot. We're going to get bad heat again. And bad heat is starting today. It's already too warm for me to be outside. But because I need to get more genki, I thought, yeah, let's go down the creek. Maybe we got to find us some garf burge. And so, I'm looking for garf burge. I'm seeing color in the water. I think that's a pink. But, we gotta get down in there and check this out. However, we are going to require a stick. A golf ball retrieval type of stick. What about this one right here? Huh. It seems a little dry, but, perhaps this is the stick for us and our golf ball retrieval efforts today. So, I'm walking down the little slopey bit to get down into here. And yes, what do we got over here? In the water, we've got what looks like a pink callaway. I'm just sort of smacking it with the stick. And strangely enough, it's heading in my direction. It's not a callaway. It's a Titleist that we now need to wash off. Downstream, I'm hearing bird freakouts. Upstream, I'm hearing bird freakouts. What is going on down here that is causing bird freakouts? I do not know. Here is a yellow ball just laying here. It's a callaway number 3. And there's it's a callaway glossy yellow. There's a callaway glossy number 1 over there. There's some white balls in the water that I'm just going to take a look at to make sure that they aren't anything significant or important in some way. There's lots of dragonflies down here today, or they might be damselflies. I can't tell until they actually land on something. Checking white golf balls. I'm going to give this one another rinse. Why am I even hanging onto this? I don't know. I don't need this ball. I don't even want it, do I? I don't think so. There's a Mati tracks on the mud here. That pink ball is still up in the ravine. Don't care. I'm gonna step over and walk upstream here a bit, where there are some more white golf balls. What is this one? Nothing. It's a tailor-made number two. Birds are really wigging out down there. What the heck's going on? Nobody knows. I'm gonna put my stick down and walk up onto the opposite bank because I can see golf balls. White golf balls. Don't want that one. Here's a Callaway. There's something else that's nothing. Where's all the candy balls? Where's all my candy colored golf balls? I want some flavor. We're not gonna get any today. Ka-tunk. Well, okay. That being the case, I'm gonna turn around and start going the other direction. Yeah, dragonflies, damselflies. There was a little cloud of gnats flying around in front of the little entrance that I always get into the forest by. There's this little break in the trees and stuff, right? Well, flying around in there was a big old cloud of gnats just 6 minutes ago. And what's this ball up here? Is this homemade marker? Or is this the... Nope. It's one of those Callaways that has the pre-printed stripes on it. Gonna leave that behind as I climb back up onto the original bank and walk right through a web in my face. All right, what was I just talking about? Oh yeah, the cloud of gnats. And in that cloud of gnats, darting through it, zip, zing, zing, was a couple of dragonflies. And or damselflies. Again, couldn't tell what they were. What's up in that tree? Are there birds squawking at something in that tree? I'm guessing there's probably a hawk hanging around. I'm starting to get hot. Okay, that's cool. Let's ride this out. Let's ride this out, see what happens. Then we'll go home, we'll drink some bitter cherry cola, and we'll do some synth, because I had an idea last night. Was I being dumb again? No, it's not that I was being dumb. Gotta throw my stick ahead of me. Oh, seems like there's a little bit more water down here than usual as I hop along the rocks. Ka-tunk, ka-tunk, ka-tunk. Pick up my stick that landed near a golf ball, strangely enough. Not a golf ball I care about. And get back on the hoppins, on the rockins. Hoppins on the rockins. Red ball pit ball. Mati tracks in the mud here and there. Tobe tracks from the other day. Mud is sticky. Did it rain? Did we get some rain? Is that the deal? So anyway, last night, I'm not sure how I got to thinking about this, but I did. And we're going to have to do some synthesizer experiments. Because what I realized was... Okay, well... On one of my synth voices, I can do frequency modulation. It has an FM input, right? But I've never really been an FM synthesis kind of guy. You know, I'm additive. I'm subtractive. I'm car plus strong. FM I was always sort of felt was like for the Yamaha people. if you own a DX7, if you own the cool DX7, look, I can make helicopter sounds. Yeah, then maybe you're an FM guy. I'm not an FM guy, but I was thinking, you know, maybe I should look into this. Maybe we should take advantage of this. You know, there's an entire feature of the synth that we're not even using. All right, I'm down by the second tee. There's white golf balls in here. I can hear people teeing off. I'm finding 4 white golf balls. So anyway, I was thinking about this FM business last night. And I was thinking, okay, that would be great, but I don't really have a good pulse source. You know, I don't have a good FM source. I don't have a good square wave oscillator. Sure, I've got square wave oscillators, but adjusting things like, you know, duty cycle is kind of, if it can be done, it's a little bit more of a pain in the ass than what it's worth, right? I'm not finding any golf balls down here. I think we're going to have to cross the log. Let's head down to the last zone. Wait, what is that? There's something over here. It looks like, yes. Sharp intake of breath. Yep, going straight in the pocket. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, and here's a white ball. What is it? Nothing I want. Ooh, we just found something really good. We just found something beautiful. What is it, Tobe? Well, technically speaking, it's a beak. It's a bicolor. It's a yellow and orange bicolor. But no, it's not a Strixon. And it's not matte finish. No, it's a Vice. A Vice number 4, yellow and orange ball, glossy. And the weird thing about it, other than the glossiness, is that it's not a hard definition. Okay, I'm walking across the log. What I'm trying to say is, it's faded. It fades. It fades between yellow and orange. There's no hard boundary between the colors. So there's no two perfect hemispheres of color like there is on a Strixon. It looks like somebody's airbrushed this. We have found something similar before with a different color combination. I'm going to have to actually look in my collection to see what it is because I can't remember. But we've come across this problem before and I have said, wait, did they come from the factory like this? Or did somebody customize their own golf ball? Well, at one point in time I did look it up. And yes, they do come from the factory like this. And so now, we've got a yellow and orange. And I'm trying to remember what the other one is. It seems like it's something kind of weird, like purple and pink, or like lavender. I don't remember. We're going to have to dig up the golf balls and see what we got. All right. I'm getting hot. I'm getting worn out. Luckily, yeah, it's all damp down here. We must have gotten a little rain at some point in time. I'm at the last golf ball zone. I'm looking around. I don't see anything. And I need to think about getting out of here. I'm starting to feel it, and it doesn't feel good. Double check. All right, let's start climbing. Oh, here's a white. Oh, what is it? Anything interesting? No. Wait, what's written on it? Don't care. Oh yeah. Now I gotta climb up the slope here. And sometimes there's golf balls up here. We found a blue up here one time. That was sure crazy. All right. So let's turn on the synth. And Yeah, give me a minute to drive home. Okay. So here we are, back in front of the trusty synth, because it's synth time. Yay, love to synth, love to synth. And what was I talking about? Oh yeah, we were going to do some weird FM stuff with this little synthy business thingy. And you'll remember that I was saying that what we don't have is any kind of FM source. I don't have any good, really controllable frequency modulation source, pulse width. You know, I don't have a good square wave oscillator that I can manipulate stuff very conveniently. And so I was thinking, you know, I could make something like that. Making a square wave is not difficult. I just get a 555 and I can mess with the... And then I thought, wait, no, that already exists. I already have such a thing after all. The APC. Yes, the classic Atari Punk console, which this little box right here is not technically, but it's close enough. Because I can, you know, vary the frequency. I can vary the duty cycle, meaning the pulse width. And I can even adjust the amplitude. Now, this thing is a little hot. So what we're going to do is we're going to grab this cable. And we are going to plug that into here. We're going to unplug this. And instead, we're going to plug that into there. And we need to now take the long, long cable and we plug it into the thing itself. Like this. I can't do it one-handed. There we go. All right, so now in the background, you can hear some little donkey donks. Turn up the donkey donk. And that's lovely. So what I've got now going on is the APC is going into an attenuator, so I can choke this down to about, well, under 5 volts, because I think it's like 9 at most. Regardless, here we go. We're now going to inject some FM into this signal. Turning on the APC. It's on. Slowly turning it up. We're at 50%. I hear freaking nothing. Why doesn't this work? It helps if we turn up the FM knob on the actual synth. Here we go. There it is. Let's go to 100%. Oh boy. I'm going to give it a little bit more here.
Okay, so here's our little donkey donk with the FM action. And here we are back to normal. Now let's go negative. And back to normal. Let's crank it all the way over again. Alrighty. Now we can start messing with the controls on the APC. Wow, it sounds normal over here. Now I'm messing with the frequency. Yeah, we're cranked all the way over. Let's go the other way. And back to the frequency modulation. I mean the duty cycle. Okay, now let's play with the attenuator a little bit. Giving it more. Holy cats. Wow. How far can I crank this? That's as far as it goes. Okay, now I'm going back to the controls on the APC. You know, it wouldn't kill me to put some precision pots on this APC. This is insane. What the hell? I made drippy da donks. Okay, now let's go back to the attenuator. All the way off, halfway, 100%. I'm going to leave it at about 70%. Very touchy APC. I now realize what I need is a CV, or a VC APC, a voltage controllable. I need to put Vactrols on these pots or something. What the hell is this? I don't know, but it sure sounds awesome. Let's sweep this knob. Then if we barely touch this knob over here, it changes drastically. Bye. I'm having way too much fun with this. Pay attention, Toad. Okay. But Toad, what does it all mean? Now, I'm sure we all have questions. And that's great and all, but I have no answers for you. Except this. My answer is yes. And the question that you probably were asking is, hey, Tub, should I build an APC? Well, you know, maybe you should, because an APC is a very simple to build sort of pseudo-synthesizer. It's just a very fancy oscillator. And by itself, it's just kind of a noisemaker. But look at this. It's something that you can definitely grow into. I mean, if you have one and then you just happen to also have some kind of synthesizer that has a frequency modulation input, suddenly you have, you know, an awesome new use for your Atari Punk console. Now, as I mentioned before, this box technically isn't an APC. It is and it isn't. It basically does all the exact same things, except it uses different chips. You know, your basic APC either uses two 555s or one 556. This box here uses, what is it? It's a 555 clocking an LS, or a 74 LS123. Now, if you can find a 74 anything 123, yeah, do it. If you need the circuit, I've got the schematic. Email me, tobe@sdf. You can build the exact same thing I have, which is three knobs. That's, you know, gain, which is also an on and off switch. And then it's the sweepy weirdness, the duty cycle, and the frequency. And that gives us a lot of strange control. Here's the normal sound. And then once we start cranking that FM up and bring in that APC to modulate it, oh, it starts getting wonky now. So what have we learned today? I think the important takeaway from all this is that you need to start building some damn synth. So you can do cool synth stuff like this. And where do we learn how to do cool synth stuff like this? On the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta play some more synth in. This is the end of the line. Yes, the end
this
of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I'm out of here.